जातरूपमदात् प्रभुः ततो वन्दिताम् मदम् कामम् रजो वैरम् च पञ्चमम् पुनश्च याचमानाय जातरूपम् अदात् प्रभुः ततो अनृतम् मदम् कामम् रजो वैरम् च पञ्चमम् पुनश्च याचमानाय जातरूपम् अदात् प्रभुः ततो अनृतम् मदम् कामम् रजो वैरम् च पञ्चमम् माताजी पुनः अगेन च आल्सो याचमानाय टू दि बेगर जातरूपम् गोल्ड अदात् गेव अवे प्रभुः द किंग ततः वेयर बाय अनृतम फॉल्सहुड मदम इंटॉक्सिकेशन कामम लस्ट रजः ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ अ पैशनेट मूड वैरम एनमिटी च ऑल्सो पंचमम द फिफ्थ वन Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The personality of Kali asked for something more, and because of his begging, the king gave him permission to live where there is gold. Because where there is gold, there is falsity, intoxication, lust, envy, and enmity. Purport. Although Maharaj Parikshit gave Kali permission to live in four places, it was very difficult for him to find the places. Because during the reign of Maharaj Parikshit, there was no such places. Therefore, Kali asked the king to give him something practical, which will be utilized for his nefarious purposes. Maharaj Parikshit thus gave him permission to live in a place where there is gold. Because wherever there is gold, there are all the above mentioned four things. And over and above them, there is enmity also. So, the personality of Kali became gold standardized. According to Bhagavatam, gold encourages falsity, intoxication, prostitution, envy and enmity. Even a gold standard exchange and currency is bad. Gold standard currency is based on falsehood because the currency is not on a par with the reserve gold. The basic principle is falsity, because currency notes are issued in a value beyond that of the actual reserve gold. This artificial inflation of currency by the authorities encourages prostitution of the state economy. The price of commodities becomes artificially inflated because of bad money, artificial currency notes. Bad money drives away good money. Instead of paper currency, actual gold coins should be used for exchange. This will stop prostitution of gold. Gold ornaments for women may be allowed by control, not by quality but by quantity. This will discourage lust, envy and enmity. When there is actual gold currency in the form of coins, the influence of gold in producing falsity of prostitution will automatically cease. There will be no need of an anti-corruption ministry for another term of prostitution and falsity of purpose. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shtyam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Mancha Kalpataru Vyasthya Patitanam Pavanibhi Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Take the blessings of all the devotees. Generally I'm not so much here in the temple in Gopinath. And whenever I like here, whenever I come here, I like to hear, especially from Maharaj. Because giving class in Gopinath temple is like showing a lamp to the sun. There are so many wonderful devotee speakers. I just make some attempt for my purification. Yesterday we had showers of nectar by Srila Radhanath Maharaj. I was thinking if time could be transferred, you know, like the morning time today can be transferred yesterday, so Maharaj could speak longer. But anyway, we are all, although this is spiritual world, but still we are in the material realm. So we are controlled, we have to take care of time and space. Thousands of devotees wanted to come. Some of them could come. Some were watching in through other places. Lord Parshuram had an axe, you know. When he wanted to expand, he just threw the axe and the ocean receded. So if we had some axe like this, the temple could just grow in all directions. So that more and more people could hear directly and sitting in front of Maharaj. So the real opulence of a temple is the character of the devotees. Connecting with gold. Today, there is today's verse speaks about gold. Because Kali Yuga, God was asking for permission. Maharaj Parikshit was chastising him. So he's asking that, please give me some place. So he was given the place of where there is illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. But fortunately, or unfortunately for Kali Yuga, these places do not exist. That means people were so pious. People were so pious that there was hardly any places where there was illicit sex, intoxication. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a place where there is no liquor? You just walk down the road, half a kilometer, you'll find at least 4 or 5 shops. You know, And some of them are, you know, called Balaji wines also. Of course, they get purified a little bit. Better to drink. I mean, I'm not saying drink, but Prabhupada once told in a lecture that even if somebody is drinking wine, and if by drinking wine he just says, the taste of this wine is Krishna, so eventually he will become purified. It's not the recommended process, but if somebody is so attached that he cannot give up, then it's like a very small story I heard recently from one devotee. That person was very much addicted to drinking. So he asked one sadhu that I cannot give up drinking, but your principles are to chant Hare Krishna and follow the four principles, but I cannot give up drinking. At least if not wine, at least I like to drink tea or coffee. So I cannot give up drinking. Can I still chant Hare Krishna? He said, yes, if you cannot give up, at least begin your chanting. Another devotee was already chanting. He came and said, I'm already chanting. Can I drink tea? So the answer was no. Because according to the consciousness, the person is encouraged. So here the situation is such, there was hardly any place for these illicit activities, intoxication, gambling. It's actually what Prabhupada has set up the institution, these four regulative principles, creates a platform of purity from where one can make progress in spiritual life. Like if I want to go to the, if I want to take a train, let's say to Delhi or flight to Delhi, I have to go to a platform or a runway. From there the flight will take off. So these four principles actually help one come at least to the mode of goodness. And it appears from this conversation that everybody was more or less in the mode of goodness. There were no places. So he asked for another place. And Parikshit Maharaj gave him the place where there is gold or accumulation of wealth. So we say money is the root of all evil. Most of the fights which take place in this material world are because of money and women and material things. You hardly find somebody fighting in Bombay High Court that this other person chanted more rounds, you know, for he read more Bhagavatam than me. You know, there's always, whenever there is material things, there is fight, money, property, or even sometimes in spiritual institutions, the fights are over property. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur established the beautiful Gaudiya Math, Bagh Bazaar. Recently I was in Calcutta and went there, and the place where, and the Bagh Bazaar is the place where Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur put so much energy. Practically one of his disciples, Jagbandhu Prabhu, a very rich person, he gave up everything. He even gave up his home. And then by Krishna's arrangement, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was so happy with him that he provided him room there. And after the temple inauguration, he left for the spiritual world. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur put so much energy into this Gaudiya Math, and then that became the cause for fight. You know, disciples fighting over who will get the better room. So unless there is a strong emphasis on the chanting of the holy name, even spiritual institutions cannot remain pure. Because institute by itself, the structure of the institute, the building, the property is a material thing. What makes the spiritual institution spiritual is the chanting of the holy name, hearing of Bhagavatam, performance of deity worship. To the degree one is absorbed in the spiritual activities, to that degree he is free from the effect of Kali. You cannot stop. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, the flow of Kali is so powerful that nobody can stop. It is going to go on. But by Bhagavat Katha, Krishna Katha and Krishna Nam, wherever there is Krishna Katha and the chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There the effect of Kali can be minimized. Both at an individual level, within one's heart, in a family, in an institution, or in the country, or the world at large. The holy name can counteract the age of Kali Yuga. Kale Doshe Nidhi Raj. Parikshit Maharaj Later on we see in the 11th canto, Shukadeva Goswami is describing that this age is full of faults. So in one sense, we should not be astonished when we hear so many reports. You see, those of you who are seeing the newspaper or articles about what's going on, there's always so much report about corruption, what we find the politicians, after they retire, then their Adilila becomes exposed. And you come to know about the crores of scandal, so much property after the person dies, you know. So, all of this is on because of material, this effect of Kali. But in one sense, it's not surprising. Ultimately, all of this is planned by Krishna. You know, everything is a master plan of Krishna. So, we should not be surprised. Of course, we would like things to be normal, but the world is abnormal. In the abnormal world, normal is abnormal. So this is the situation of Kali Yuga. Only thing a devotee can do is that keep himself protected. Just like if there is a lot of epidemic, some disease, spread, viral fever or something, then a person should take proper inoculation so as not to be affected by that. So this age of Kali is permeated everywhere. Then, like one Srila Radhanath Maharaj was speaking, that in Kali Yuga, you'll find not only fight between families, but between individuals, and every molecule is fighting with every other molecule. That's another effect of Kali, is fight, kalaha. So what can a devotee do? He can simply chant more and more, absorb. You have to absorb in the holy name. Yesterday, whenever I come here, I try to get association of Maharaj, you know. Of course, hearing also and try to be physically also close. I observe how Maharaj absorbs himself when he is chanting. So deep, very soft, but very deeply, taking shelter. It's one thing to just finish the rounds, but what I get inspired from Maharaj's chanting and many of the devotees here and all over ISKCON is how to actually absorb. You have to absorb the mind. Most of us, including myself, are many times just counting, not chanting. We are just, you know, going through the rituals. And we are attentive. But even attentive chanting, without the mood of helplessness, without the mood of crying for Krishna, is more or less mechanical. We can be very attentive. Every syllable is pronounced clearly. Hare Krishna, and we are hearing. That is good. I mean, it's much better than being inattentive and roaming mind. But the higher stage of chanting, Prabhupada explains, is when the living being is taking shelter of the holy name. We find this so much in the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's an ideal grahastha, chanting 64 rounds. I was in Mayapur just before Gaur Purnima. And you know this famous Godrum Deep, the place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur would perform his bhajan, and he was a beautiful setup. I'm sure every devotee must have seen that Gaur Gadadhar deities. So one of the neighbors who had a common wall, he was telling me that some of his ancestors who were staying at the time when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was residing would say that they could hear the sound of weeping from the walls. His chanting was so loud that he could hear, and he was like crying for Krishna early in the morning. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is, by his example, inspiring, not only by his example, but by his words. Many of his songs are dedicated to inspiring devotees to take shelter of the holy name. In connection with today's verse, there's a very nice song, Kali Kukura Damana Yadi Chahore. It's written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? Or Narottam Das Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You've heard this song? Kali Kukura Damana Yadi Chahore, Kali Yuga Pavana, Kali Mala Nashana, Sri Shachinandana Gav. The way, Kali is compared to a kukura, a dog. Sometimes, you know, you're going on a bike and a dog also wants to attend Mangalarti with you, you know. Now we have a temple in Nigri. Wherever Bhimsen Prabhu is doing book distribution, he's in charge of the book godown and supplying. But before, 15 years back, the temple was not there. So we had hired a bungalow and devotees were staying there. Sometimes I would go for Mangalarti at 4 o'clock and so many dogs tried to chase you. I don't know for attending Mangalarti or for what purpose. So the dog, when they chase, it can be very embarrassing and difficult. So this Kali Yuga is like a dog chasing. Kali Kukura Daman Echa. Daman means to control, but to drive away. The only way to drive away this dog of Kali Yuga is Kali Yuga Pavana. Kali Yuga Pavana means purifying Kali Yuga. Kali Mala Nashan. Mala means impurities. Kali Mala Nashan Sri Shachinandana Gaur. That is why the glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, glorification of Lord Krishna, and like yesterday, glorification of Lord Ramchandra. This process of hearing the glories of the Lord and speaking the glories of the Lord, that is the only solution. Otherwise, we can have so many seminars, and that is also good, like in the social media, very much seminars on how to avoid conflict, how to be harmonious. So many, like we have G20 meets, nations come together to discuss how we can help each other on an economic level, financial level. But if there is no Krishna consciousness, then all of this talk is basically a waste of time, because there cannot be cooperation. Unless there is a common point, how can there be cooperation? You know? If there is no Krishna in the center, then it's simply selfishness. Just for getting the business done, we may cooperate, because I like to export some product which America does not have. America wants to push his product in India. So on a superficial level, there is some cooperation. But actually the real United Nations, Prabhupada said, what is this United Nations? Every time the number of flags is going on increasing. That means it's becoming more disunited. So the way the unity can take place, like once in the 1999, there was a war, Kargil war. India was fighting Pakistan. And Sri Radhanath Maharaj, in one of the Sunday feast lectures, he was saying how if there is Krishna consciousness, then we can have Pakistan and India at the Kargil border and we can chant Hare Krishna. That will be real peace. And during that series, I remember one Sri Jayadvait Maharaj also came to our temple. And one newcomer, he inquired, says, you are all always wanting to help the nation. Why don't you send some of your devotees to go and fight in Kargil? So Jayadvait Maharaj, very eloquent speaker, he said, yes, we have our force, KLF force, Krishna Liberation Force. We are liberating people from the forces of Kali by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yesterday, Srila Radhanath Maharaj was so beautifully explaining about how the situation during the time of Lord Ramchandra, it's explained in the Valmiki Ramayana, that although it was Treta Yuga, the effect was just like Satya Yuga, because of the presence of Lord Ramchandra. Now there's a beautiful verse in this connection in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, in the end of the narration of Lord Ramchandra. It's explained that, Prabhupada writes in the purport, that the same effect which was attained in Treta Yuga because of the presence of Lord Ramchandra can be attained in Kali Yuga. The same effect which was there in Treta Yuga when Lord Ramchandra was personally present can be attained in Kali Yuga just by chanting Hare Krishna. So the chanting of Hare Krishna is the panacea for all the problems, for all society. For all the problems, either material or spiritual. Srila Prabhupada, I recently came across this nice book which I wanted to share with devotees. I think I'm sure you have all seen this book, the Chanting Hare Krishna. It was printed earlier in a different format, but now it's printed in a much more like less costly. I would encourage devotees, if you do not have, please, if you want to improve your chanting, please read this book. How many of you are familiar with this book? It's Chanting Hare Krishna. Basically, it's a cut and paste, copy paste of all of Prabhupada's instruction on chanting. Harinamamrita is also the same thing, but Harinamamrita is more elaborate. This is more condensed. Because time being a premium always, you want to just briefly, before you begin your japa, before you offer your prayers, can read a little bit from this book. The Prabhupada emphasizes the importance of prayers during japa. He explains that in the 7th canto of the Bhagavatam, there's a beautiful verse that Prahlad Maharaj is talking about, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. That particular shloka has got a very long purport. That Prabhupada is speaking about each item of devotional service. Like Shravanam, that one page purport, Kirtanam. And Kirtanam is actually both japa and Kirtan. Like, so Prabhupada explains in the chanting of the holy name, that purport, he gives a complete analysis of the 10 offenses. And then after writing all these 10 offenses, then he says that there is no solution to it. The solution is to chant constantly and take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so important because Kaviraj Goswami says, like Jarasandha, he was worshipping Vishnu, but he was offending Krishna. He was not taking shelter of Krishna. So, in the same way, even if you are worshipping Krishna, but unless you take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you cannot attain complete success in devotional service. So regarding that, I would like to share some beautiful quotations of Prabhupada, where he is explaining the importance of taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a quotation from the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Prabhupada is quoting Kaviraj Goswami. Kaviraj Goswami says that, Bahu janme kore yadi shravana kirtan, tabu na paye Krishna pade premadhan. Even if one is chanting Hare Krishna for many, many births, we're chanting 108 rounds per day, but because of offenses, one will not attain success. There are offenses to be considered while chanting Hare Krishna. So just by chanting Hare Krishna, one does not attain success. And Prabhupada explains here that by taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, one becomes freed from all offenses. And this is something which we all know. Most of the devotees here may find it not so much necessary. But why I am taking this as an important part of the lecture is because although we know, we may not take shelter. We may know theoretically that I should take shelter. But we are not taking shelter. Like, I am thirsty. The water is there in the bottle, but I have to drink it. So, every time we begin chanting, one should not only speak the mantra, we speak Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara. So, but because of time limitations, sometimes we are just doing it Jai Shri Krishna Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. It's more or less mechanical. But what I recently, when I was in Mayapur for a couple of weeks, just working on my chanting, and I was reading books by different disciples of Prabhupada, I thought it wise to remember the Panchatattva deities just before every round. Just remembering Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, or the picture of Panchatattva. The process of chanting is one of submission. The process of chanting is not something which you achieve. Like I scored good in the GRE exam and I went abroad to get good scores. I studied nicely, but in today's language, I cracked the exam. IIT cracked. Cracks are cracking. But chanting is not like that. But just by attending some seminar or just by some tips. These are all very helpful things. But the path of chanting is one of grace. Grace is not achieved. Grace is received. The difference between achievement and simply reception. Achievement is by one's own effort. अपने बल बूते से करके देखा it brings some sort of pride, but begging or simply receiving requires utter humility, and these points you find in Srila Radhanath Maharaj's lecture again and again emphasized, that this mood of utter humility, the mood of utter patience, is very much required for success in chanting. When I first joined Krishna Consciousness in 1988, so I was in US, and I was seeing the Prabhupada disciples who were very active, and sometimes I would think that these devotees are there since more than 10-15 years, and they are not attained success, and maybe I am a post-graduation student, so I'll get success in 1 or 2 years, you know. But the fact is that process of chanting is a cultivation of lifetime. And those who are able to chant attentively, purely, they must have either succeeded before or they must have carried forward from where they had done earlier. So we should not be, in one sense, one should try to be advancing fast. At the same time, one should be patient. Compassion begins with compassion one's own self. Knowing one's conditioning, knowing that, yes, my mind is contaminated, let me take shelter. This is the first point which Prabhupada mentions here. I'm just reading the purport. It is very beneficial to chant the name of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda before chanting Hare Krishna, because by chanting these two holy names, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, one immediately becomes ecstatic and then he chants the Hare Krishna mantra. Take shelter in. Now there's a similar point by Bhakti Vinod Thakur in a beautiful song. Anybody remember this song where he tells us that he should take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda? Yesterday Sikacharya Prabhu sang a nice. That song you were singing yesterday was from Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Hari Bol. Very beautiful song. Maybe later on Prabhu you can share with us that Hari Naam Bolo Re, Hari Naam, something like that. Bhakti Vinod Thakur song, I think. Maybe looks like Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So there, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, Sukhe Dukhe Hari Bolo Re. Always chant Hari Hari. Whatever happens in life, just chant Hari Hari. If you have a business and you get 10 lakh profit in a day, just say Hari Hari. And next day, business is shut down, please say Hari Hari. The weather is very pleasant, chant Hari Hari. And it's very, now hot summer is coming, chant Hari Hari. So there, in Bhakti Vinod Thakur's song, anybody remembers that line where he says, by chanting the names of Chaitanya and Nityananda, one becomes free from all offenses. What is that song? Anybody? Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bol Nachare Ambar. Right? O Name Aparadhe Vishartanai. There's no consideration of offenses. I'd like to share some things from Bhakti Vinod Thakur's book called Harinam Chintamani. I'm sure most of the devotees here are familiar. This is a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya is approaching Haridas Thakur on the bank of the ocean in Jagannath Puri. And he's going to Haridas Thakur and asking, "Oh Haridas Thakur, how will the people of age of Kali Yuga be delivered?" And even they are chanting how they should chant. When Haridas Thakur is asked this question, he doesn't feel elated. Like somebody asks you to give class, you feel very happy. A person like me who is proud, you know, likes to be in the speaker podium, and, you know, this kind of gratification of the ego. For pure devotees, they may give class out of as an attitude of service, as an attitude of compassion for fallen souls. But Haridas Thakur, when Lord Chaitanya asks him the question, he became very embarrassed. He started crying. Lord Chaitanya is asking him, and he was crying. He said, how can I am so fallen, I am so degraded, how can I even speak something about this? But nevertheless, on the order of the Lord, he spoke a whole book. Just being humble, like Maharaj spoke very nicely. Lord Ram was humble and courageous. A contradiction many times, like when you find those who are courageous, you know, sher ki tara. You know, sir kata denge, lekin jhukayenge nahi. You know, I will cut off my head. I will let my head be cut, but I will not. But the combination of the two, Haridas Thakur is simultaneously very, very humble. But when Lord asks him to speak, he humbly submits, and then he spoke volumes of information. There's a whole, this whole book, it is called Harinam Chintamani. And almost 70% of the book is analysis of the 10 offenses. Generally, we think that Haridas Thakur was a great devotee, was chanting the holy name, and he was not so much scholarly. Of course, in this book it becomes clear that he had very deep knowledge of Shastra also. He is quoting from different scriptures about the holy name and about the glories of the Lord. So there, some nice points I wanted to share was a beautiful prayer, which after reading this book, I tried to imbibe in my chanting. Just before beginning chanting, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing this prayer. Kripa kori nama rupe mora jivaya nirantara nach prabhu dhari tava paya. Kripa kori nama rupe mora jivaya. What is the meaning? Kripa kori nama rupe means be merciful to me and nama rupe mora jivaya nirantara nach means please dance on my tongue dhari tava paya. In other words, as I mentioned, grace is attained by begging, not by demanding. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins this book, this process of chanting by a prayer that Kripa Kori Nama Rupe Mora Jivaya Nirantara Nach Prabhu. Prabhupada writes in one, Prabhupada speaks in one lecture, when you are chanting Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna are dancing on your tongue. But Radha and Krishna, Radha Gopinath, they are not obliged to appear for any Tom, Dick and Harry. He will only appear if there is a mood of utter humility and submission. That quality of humility and service attitude will invoke the presence of the Lord. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says here, Kripa Kori Nama Rupe Mora Jivaya Nirantara Nash Prabhu. Oh my Lord, please dance on my tongue and purify me. So, after the next, another point which Prabhupada shares here is that if one is chanting the holy name and tears do not come out of the eyes, and if there is no transformation of shivering, it is because of offenses. Just like if one is trying to heat up something, trying to light the stove, at the same time there is water. So there is no question of fire where there is water. So we are chanting and there are offenses. The results are not manifest. And then Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Nityananda Nahi Esab Vichar. In the name of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, even if one chants with slight faith, then he will feel the ecstasy of love of God. Taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya is very important. This is what I always, that's why I sit next to Maharaj whenever possible. Because one can see in great devotees, when they chant, they are actually crying for the mercy of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the same book, he gives a complete analysis of the different difficulties one may find in chanting. He analyzes them in three aspects. One is vikshepa. Vikshepa means the mind is wandering. You know, you are here and the mind is going on international flight. And it's just thinking of so many things. So many services also. Some of the thoughts may not be bad, but they are not relevant to chanting. Second he says is that there is a jadya, there is laziness, that laziness, that mode of ignorance. The third is udasin. One feels like no taste, no inclination, no inspiration to chant. The solution to all of these three problems, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, is go to an advanced devotee, to a very sincere devotee who is chanting nicely, and chant in his association. So chanting can only be learned with the help of great devotees. Just see the power of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was chanting in Benapol and the prostitute came and she tried to allure Haridas, and Haridas Thakur was undisturbed. And after 3 days, this prostitute transformed. She became a great devotee. Haridas Thakur said, I knew your intentions, but I stayed for your deliverance. Because this behavior of Haridas Thakur is not to be imitated by ordinary devotees. Two stories in Bhagavad. One is Narada Muni giving knowledge to Prahlad Maharaj's mother, and Haridas Thakur and prostitute. These two are something apparent transgression of the Shastric etiquette, but great devotees could do. And she started chanting. When, from what I think she was chanting whole day, almost 192 rounds. Just see the power of association. 3 days association, so much chanting. Sometimes we preach in colleges and in congregation. We preach 6 months, we have classes and free prasadam and then one or two rounds. You know? Very difficult to induce people to chant. But the Prabhupada mentions in one purport that this is the aim of all our preachers, is to induce people to chant. And it applies not only to non-devotees, to devotees. So 16 rounds is like recently we came to know about the departure of His Holiness Kadambakanand Maharaj. And I was in, through social media we were in touch. And he spoke very beautifully just before his departure also. He is one example of complete dedication to the Holy Name. And you know, the time during Radhashtami, just before Radhashtami, he came to Vrindavan when he got the news that, you know, that he has to leave. So I was, you know, I wanted to meet him, but there are so many appointments. So somehow at 6 o'clock the meeting was starting, and I just saw him at 15 minutes before I requested, and I talked to him. This was 6 months back. 8 months back. So I was just, saying that, you know, like, what is the disease? And there are many, in South India, there are many Ayurvedic centers where we could try for treatment for this cancer. And Pune also, because I stay mostly in Pune. So he knows a little bit of Hindi. He started smiling. He said, yes, sab ho jayega, theek ho jayega. Everybody will say, but what if I go to Pune and then I leave my body there? Then I have to come back. Puna, puna, puna. I have to come back. He said, it doesn't matter. Wherever I am, one day I have to die. And he was saying with so much, like it's like, you know, just somebody going and literally changing his clothes and coming. With so much fearless. He said, see, I am now 70. And Prabhupada left when he was 80. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur left when he was 62. So one day we have to die, either plus or minus so many years. I started thinking that I am also 60 now. In our temple in GB, we had a small kind of yagya that those who are 60. In Maharaj also came. So it's encouragement, but at the same time it's a signal also. Already the signal is orange, now it will become red. That's why in the railways and the flights also they give some discount after the age of 60. Because they know not many people will survive long. In Maharashtra, for the ST buses, they have free AC buses, but 75 plus, so hardly, and who will travel so much at that age? The government is very wise. They want to create a scheme, appearance, and not spend much money also. So we have to all, ultimately all of us, have to be in that alert mood which Kadambakanand Maharaj was, you know. It's actually a fortune if one gets a signal like this, like some disease, terminal disease. It's a fortune because you get dedicated time. He was preaching actually, even in Kartik he was taking devotees on yatra. At the same time he was telling me that after some time I will take out private time, just spend with Krishna and his spiritual master Srila Jayadvait Maharaj was also there, you know. So and then when it came to very close, he spoke. He said it's difficult. It would sometimes take him a whole day to chant 16 rounds. And when his memorial was there, his Guru Maharaj, Jayadvait Maharaj spoke very, very deep. Some of you heard this offering. Jayadvait Maharaj was crying. He was speaking about his achievements. And then he said, it's not that I made him like this. It's not because he's my disciple. And that's your Jayadvait Maharaj's greatness also, you know. But it's his qualities. And then I told him that now, Maharaj, it's taking you so long to chant. So maybe you can reduce, you know. Maybe you can just chant few rounds, you know. And Kadambakanand Maharaj started crying. He said, Maharaj, don't give me this instruction. You know, don't give me this instruction. This is my life. Even if it takes a whole day to chant, I have to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So when I heard this, I was thinking that, you know, even such great devotees I was also there in Vrindavan just before the passing of Gunagrahi Maharaj, one of my Shiksha Gurus in America. And Gunagrahi Maharaj also during his last days, not very difficult to chant 16 rounds. Many of the devotees, in fact, could not. They could just only hear. They are thinking if such great stalwarts also, there's difficulty. What to speak of an ordinary aspiring devotee like myself? How much more I should focus on improving the quality and quantity? We have to do it within a framework of the institution. We may not get separate time, but every day is like a preparation leave. Every day is a time of preparing. And the final call, we don't know. We don't know when it will come. So in one sense, it's fortunate if one gets, like Parishit Maharaj got 7 days. Once Prabhupada was speaking to his disciples and chastising, he says, Parikshit Maharaj had 7 days, but you are thinking you have got 7 million years, so you are not taking it seriously. One more beautiful point, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, one should first approach Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And then Prabhupada writes in one book, in one Prabhupada says, for an ordinary man, worship of Panchatattva is easier than worship of Radha and Krishna. And Prabhupada writes in the purport here that it looks very astonishing. A neophyte devotee should not worship Radha and Krishna, or he should not even chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, what does this mean? A neophyte devotee should not worship Radha and Krishna or chant Hare Krishna. Even if he does, he will not get results. But if he first chants the name of Chaitanya Nityananda by chanting Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, and asks for the favor, it's not just chanting, asking for favor. Just like you want to get admission in a college and you don't have the required percentage. If nowadays colleges require 70-80% is not enough. So you are asking for a favor from the principal. The same is my situation. I am not qualified to chant. I am not qualified. So you have to ask a favor. Please, my Lord, please give me the necessary qualification. Danya daya ma anya mana pratishta varjan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what are the qualifications? Danya, humility, daya, anya mana, giving respect to others, not expecting. Kabe habe bolo se dinama. So this kind of cultivation should go on side by side with other projects which require full attention, and there is focus on the goal and the results. That is also needed because we are in a preaching institution. But the ultimate result is Ante Narayana Smriti. That we should, at the time of death, we should chant Hare Krishna in the clear consciousness with no other thought. In fact, Prabhupada writes in this particular discussion that even when we use instruments, somebody asked about instruments. You should use instruments, especially kartar and vridanga, but be careful not to be diverted from the sound of the holy name. The time of death, if I just think of an instrument, I may take birth in a harmonium shop or a mridanga shop, you know. So that is good. Mridanga is like an embellishment. Embellishment is there, decoration. But the it's like a box, just like you keep a jeweled ring in a nice box. The box should be nice, but the essence is the holy name. So a devotee should be saragrahi. He should focus on the essence because time is very less. We don't have time to read all the 108 Upanishads or the Vedas. Even Ramayana, actually what Maharaj spoke, Maharaj is very nice, 24,000 verses. How many of you can even read 24,000 verses? You know? So essence of all essence, Vedecha Ramayana Chaiva. You know that verse, Vedecha Ramayana Chaiva. That all the Vedas, the Ramayana, Itihasa, they are contained in the two syllables. And what is that two syllable? Hari, Hari. Yes, the name Hari includes everything. So Prabhupada, in that beautiful purport, he says, it should be noted in this connection that the holy name of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna are non-different. If I think that Lord Chaitanya's name is more potent than other Lord Krishna's name, that is not correct. However, Prabhupada is apparently contradicting himself. First line he is saying there is no difference. Next line he is saying, considering the position of the people of Kali Yuga, how advanced people they are, how pure they are, chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya is more essential than chanting Hare Krishna mantra. I repeat, chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya is more important than chanting the name of Krishna. Therefore, one must first take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and then take shelter of Radha and Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just few minutes I wanted to yesterday we celebrated Ram Navami. So one thought came to my mind, how we can see Ram Leela in Gaur Leela? Because I generally like to speak Gaur Leela. How can one speak Ram Leela in Gaur Leela? We find there are three particular pastimes of Lord Chaitanya which are related to Ramayana. First is Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was a great devotee of Lord Hanuman. He is Hanuman. So one day Lord Chaitanya tested him. Lord Chaitanya is saying, Purve Ami Lobhaila Barba. Murari, Parama Madhura, Vrajendra Nandana, Nandanandan Gopinath, he is Parama Madhur. Why don't you worship Krishna? He is Swayam Bhagavan. He is the source of all avatars. Rama Adi Murti Shukala Niyamatishtan. They are all incarnations. And he is Vidagda, he is Chatura, he is Dhira, and he is Rasika Shekhara. He is the summit. He is the summit of all rasas. And not only that, Madhura Charitra, Madhura Vilasa. His character is sweet, his leelas are sweet. Chaturya Vaidagda. He is expert and he is enjoying all pastime. Please worship. So his mind was somewhat changed. And he went back home. He said to Lord, Amara kahe, Ami tomar kinkar hai. I am your servant. Tomara agya kari. I will follow your instruction. Eta bhare ghari gela. He went home. Chinti ratri kale. Then whole night he was crying. What was he thinking? Kemane chhadi be raghunathe ra charana. How can I give up thinking of Lord Ramchandra? Aji ratri mora hai be marana. Better I die tonight. Before I give up Lord Ram, I would like to give up the body. And then he came, whole night he was just awake and he came and he caught hold of my feet. Kandite, kandite, he said, Raghunathe paaye bechaiyo matha. I am sold out my head at the lotus feet of Lord Ramchandra. Kaadite na pari matha, pai bada vyatha. I just cannot give up thinking of Lord Ram. It's too much pain for me. What shall I do? Please tell me. You are the same Lord. You are telling me to give up Ram. But I cannot give up. At the same time, I cannot disobey you. I think best thing is, my Lord, I will commit suicide. I will give up my body. Because I cannot disobey you. I cannot give up Lord Ram. Tomara aage mrityu hai. And then I became happy. Lord Chaitanya says, Eta shuni ami bada sukha pailu. I was so happy. Ihara uthai ami alingan kailu. I embraced Murari and said, Sadhu, Sadhu. Sadhu, Sadhu means very good. Sadhu, Sadhu, Gupta, Tomara, Sudrida Bhajan. I was just testing you. Amara, Vanchan, Tomara, Natailaman. Your mind was so much fixed. And then he told a beautiful point. He said, Eimata Sevakera Priti Chahe Prabhu Paya. The servant should have that love and affection for the Lord. Even if the Lord wants separation, a devotee cannot give it. Now, similar thing took place with Anupam. Anupam, the brother of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Rupa and Sanatana are the leaders. Anupam is a comparatively junior person. He's younger in age also. So they told Anupam, why don't you worship Lord Ramchandra? I'm sorry, Lord Krishna. And Anupam also went home and came back. And he says, no, I cannot give up. And in that connection, a beautiful verse in the Antyalila, Sei Bhakta Dhanya, Je Na Chhade Prabhu Racharan. That devotee is Dhanya, he is glorious, who cannot give up the lotus feet of the Lord. Sei Prabhu Dhanya, Je Na Chhade Nija Jana. And glorious is the Lord, who cannot give up his devotee. Durdeva Sevak Yadi Jai Anyasthan. The servant leaves the master, Thakur Chule Dhariya. Chule means hair. The Lord will catch him by the hair and bring, like Kalakrishna does. So this kind of loving affection between the Lord and his devotees, that is the essence of Ramayana. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Murari, Sakshat Tumi Hanuman, Tumi Ram Kinkar, तुम्हें केमने छाड़ी बे तारे चरण कमल. एंड ही स्पोक अबाउट मुरारी गुप्ता, ही सेड हिज ह्यूमिलिटी ब्रेक्स माय हार्ट. मिनी टाइम मुरारी गुप्ता वुड कम टू जगन्नाथ पुरी, ही वुड नॉट कम नियर द लॉर्ड. ही वुड फ्रॉम हाफ अ किलोमीटर अवे ही वुड ऑफर हिज ओबेसेंसेस. द लॉर्ड वुड कॉल हिम, कम कम फॉर प्रसाद. कैन इमेजिन द लॉर्ड चैतन्य योर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर सेइंग कम सुवर्ण गौरीप्रभु, कम यू कैन टेक प्रसाद विद महाराज टुडे. ही सो हैप्पी. But he was so embarrassed. He said, no, I have something, duties to do. I will take prasad later on. You know, generally we think Hanuman means very, you know, big achievements and maybe somewhat proud also. But he is the embodiment, the ocean of humility. At the same time, like yesterday Maharaj said, humble like a blade of grass, but courageous. When there was a need, he flew over to Sri Lanka, and then Ravan tried to put his tail to fire. So he used that as a weapon and he turned the entire Lanka. He lit the Lanka into fire and the cost came from Ravan's account. You know? So it may appear why Hanuman is becoming angry. A devotee should be Trinada Pisunichena. But Prabhupada uses this example of Hanuman many times to show that what is real humility. He was angry because Lord Ramchandra was offended. So this is one story. Second is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, there's one devotee who was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. It was in Madurai. And he invited Lord Chaitanya, please come to my home for prasad. So Lord Chaitanya went around 12 o'clock. And prasad was not ready. So Lord Chaitanya came and he asked, Brahman, what has happened? Madhyan haila, paakna haila. It's already noon time and prasad is not ready. So he replied, I am staying in the forest. So, there is no ingredient available here. Lakshman has gone to get the vegetables. Lakshman will bring the vegetables, Sita will cook, and then we will have prasad. Lord Chaitanya could understand that he was completely immersed in Ram Leela. But Lord Chaitanya was hungry also. So, he waited and finally got prasad at around 3 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Lunch at 3 o'clock. And there was a fasting day. So, then Lord Chaitanya said, please take prasad. No, no, I cannot take. Please honor prasad. He said, I have no reason to live. I am just waiting to jump into fire or drown myself in the ocean. Why? Jagat Mata Mahalakshmi Sita Thakurani Rakshates Parsha Kaila Ami Yashuni. I have heard that the Rakshasa Ravana, he touched Mother Sita and I cannot tolerate this. I cannot continue living. I do not know why my body is burning, but I am still alive. And Lord Chaitanya explained, you are a Pandita. You know the Shastras. How can a non-devotee even touch Mother Sita? Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet. He cannot even see Mother Sita. You know, Lord Sita Maharani has a spiritual form just like Lord Ramchandra. Nobody can see her. And when Ravan kidnapped, apparently Sita, it was Maya Sita. When Lord Ram came to Panchavati, there's one place called Agni Kund, where he handed over Sita to Agni Dev. And Maya Sita appeared, Agnidev Maya Sita, who was in previous birth Vedavati. She was performing austerities and Ravan tried to misbehave with her. And then she said, I am giving up my body and the next birth will be the cause of your death. That same Vedavati became Maya Sita. So please take prasad. Actually the same Vedavati, because she was in captivity for 1 year. She tolerated all the misbehavior of the demonesses trying to torture Mother Sita. Then after the whole battle was over, then the real Sita appeared. At that time, Mother Sita told Lord Ram that we should accept her also. She had undergone so much sufferings. But Lord Ram said, no, not in this pastime. This is Ekapatni Vrat. But I will accept her in Balaji Leela. She becomes Padmavati. And then she becomes married to the Lord. So here, this Brahman was fasting. And Lord Chaitanya tried to convince him. He took little prasad. Lord Chaitanya traveled to Rameshwaram. And there was some discussion on Kurma Puran. And then one verse appeared, which is very beautiful verse from, I think it is quotation from one of the Puranas, Kurma Puran. It says, Sita Aradito Vahani, which means, when he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god brought forth an illusory Sita And Ravan kidnapped the illusory Sita, Maya Sita. The original Sita went to Agni Dev's abode. When Lord Ramchandra tested the body of Sita after the battle was over, it was the false Sita entered the fire and the real Sita came out. So when Ramadas and Lord Chaitanya immediately made a copy of this. And you know, if you make a copy, that Brahman may not accept. So Lord Chaitanya kept the copy there and brought the original to that Brahman. Again, another example of how much love Lord Chaitanya has for his devotee. Like yesterday Maharaj was saying, Lord Ramchandra for his devotee. See, this love between Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti is the essence of spiritual life. Brihad Bhagavatamrita also describes Bhakta, Bhagavan and Bhakti. And then he told the Lord, I think Vipra kahe tumi sakshat Raghunandan. You are that same Lord Ramchandra, I can understand. And you have come in the form of a sannyasi. I will tell you, I would like to apologize that it was so late and I could not serve you. Please come again. And now my mental distress is gone. And this time, there was nice prasad. Hopefully at the proper time. I'd like to end just one last pastime. Is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Hampi. Hampi is a place where it was like the headquarters of Sugriva and all the Vanar. Because Sugriva was in fear of Vali, and Vali was cursed not that he cannot come to this area of Matangarishi Ashram. If ever he came, he would die. And when that curse was known to Sugriva, C.C. Sugriva, maybe he got a copy of that curse. So he was feeling very safe there in this area of Matangarishi's ashram. Rishemukh Parvat Hampi. Once Radhanath Maharaj took us on yatra there. Two times actually. Pampa Sarovar and that area. So, Lord Chaitanya went there. And you know the story of Vali and Sugriva. When Lord Ramchandra came to Sugriva asking for help, Sugriva said, I have a similar problem. I have lost my wife also. Similar problem leads to friendship, you know. So it is said in the Ramayana that Sugriva actually shook hands with Lord Ramchandra. So before the British time also, the shaking hands was coming from Ramayana, Treta Yuga. So after they shook hands, they went around the fire like we have in marriages, like an agreement. So Vali and Sugriva, they were fighting and Lord Ram could not differentiate. So Sugriva was beaten up very badly. And the evening, Lord Ram came to Sugriva and asked him, how are you? And Sugriva said, my Lord, you should have told me that you are not going to help me. Because of your assurance, I was fighting. So Lord Ram explained the difficulty and then Lakshman put a garland around the neck of Sugriva. Madhvacharya's followers explained that this is a way of initiate, and he was initiated. And next day, during the fight, Lord Ramchandra easily killed Vali. So there was some trees, Saptatal, which were there since the time of Lord Ramchandra and they were present in Kali Yuga. Lord Ramchandra was shooting arrows from behind those trees. In fact, Sugriva was not very confident of the strength of Lord Ram. So he said, before I go and challenge Vali, I would like to know your qualification, whether you can do it. The seven trees are there. Can you penetrate them? Because Vali could do. If you can do, then you can fight Vali. And Lord Ramchandra, with a single arrow, he just went through all the seven trees and came back. So those seven trees were still there. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they were, it is said, ati vriddha, ati sthula. They were very thick, bulky. And saptatala dekhi prabhu alingan kaila sa sharire saptatale vaikuntha pathaila. Lord Chaitanya embraced the trees and they all went to Vaikuntha Lok. And then all the devotees said, shunya sthan dekhi. This was suddenly there are seven trees, bulky trees, high trees, and they are disappeared. So it becomes shunya sthan, empty space. Loka kahe ei sanyasi Ram avatar hai. That this sannyasi must be Lord Ramchandra because sa sharire vaikuntha gela aiche shakti rama vina keho nahi hai. So Lord Ramchandra is the only person who can do like this. If this person has done, he must be Lord Ramchandra. And then Lord took bath in Pampa Sarovar and came to Panchavati. So this, we find this in Gaur Lila. Actually Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only avatar who showed all forms. He showed Lord Ramchandra's form to Murari Gupta during Mahaprakash Leela. He told Narsingha form to Shivas Thakur. He showed Radha Krishna form to Ramananda Rai. And he showed Varaha form to Murari Gupta. And he showed Matsya Avatar. Anybody knows where he showed Matsya Avatar? Astrologer. There was an astrologer. Lord Chaitanya came to the astrologer and asked, please tell me who I was in my past life. You know? If today we don't have the astrologer, even if it's there, better not to ask, you know? Because if somebody, you were a king in the last life, you were a cockroach in the commode, we don't know what answers we will get. It's very embarrassing. In one sense, it's good that we forget our previous birth, you know? Just. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, oh Brahmana, please tell me who I was in my past life. And he just meditated and he saw the complete pralaya, the big fish. He could not believe it. Again he kind of, you know, reset the whole thing. Again he chanted the mantras and he saw Kurma Bhagavan. And then again he saw Lord Ramchandra. And again he saw the prison of Kansa and Vasudev taking Krishna across the river Yamuna. And then he saw Parshuram. And then he saw Narasimha Avatar. And Lord Ramchandra was smiling. He says, Hari bol, kya hua, bolo, bolo. What is the result? And the Brahmana said, it's late in the evening. Please come tomorrow. I will tell you who you are. And then Lord Chandra went to another astrologer and asked him who I was. And he saw Vaikuntha planets. He saw the Paravyoma. And he told Lord Chaitanya, you are Paravyoma, beyond Paravyoma. You are the cause of all causes. Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, you do not know. I was a cowherd boy. I took care of the cows nicely. That's why I have taken birth in a Brahmin family. So let us pray to Radha Gopinath, Lord Sitaram, that the arrow of the holy name may destroy the ignorance of our heart. I will end with one sentence of Radhana Swami Maharaj, which he told in several years back, that Lord Ramchandra was shooting arrows, but still Ravan's head was cut and another head was cut. But then he shot in the heart. So Maharaj said, we may chant also, but still anarthas will come. But we chant from the heart with the quality of Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Saishnana, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadai. Such chanting will destroy the Ravan of the heart. So let us pray to Radha Gopinath Bhagavan that please destroy the Ravan in my heart. Pray to Sitaram, please remove that Ravan in my heart and please give me pure bhakti. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any comments or Jai. Madan Sundar Prabhu would like to say something. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai Radha Gopinath ki jai.